Hey, this is Big Papa Pump Scott's Diner.
Yes, yes, it is me, Gerald the Poopé.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
Well, hello there. It's me, Harold the Puppet.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Dude, what the fuck?
Hey, everybody. It's DDJ here along with Premier Joey K and the Silver Wolf. Did Javon get the memo that we were recording or what?
I don't know, dude. He's on Texas time.
Holy!
Hey, it's nice of you to finally join us, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
What's up? Hello, sunshine.
Big Bear came out of his cave. Look at him. Hey, buddy. You doing all right? He's real quiet now.
I'm trying, dude. Quit messing with the screen. Look. All right, this is good. You need to be getting worked out before the production starts.
Well, if we would have had it all four, everybody got it. If Jovan had decided that, you know, to actually try and stay
don't
up.
Don't even let him lie to you. He's out here putzing around with something like, I'm working on something. You guys will see.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to his shit.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, come on. You can't move on that bad. He's just waking up. Look, he's got a sleepy face and everything.
All right, man. So what happened? Hot One did it's complicated. Stop by and try to keep you from going to Detroit and wear your ass out.
No. It was a hell of a work day, man.
Did evil come by and you guys go 2 out of 3 falls?
No. The only thing between evil would be like a death match at this point, and not even with me. It would be a 2-on-1 death match because evil got Mama Hottie a little hot under the gills, so she's over there willing to put her through a table right now, so that's fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to piss your mom off, man. That wouldn't be
no.
She's sweet as
Let's
hell.
Let's take it easy on that angry. Yeah button, man. Every time you hit that shit, you're interrupting somebody.
That wasn't really me.
Just to get that
you fucking like get over it, didn't you? Look at getting over it. You're just trying to get me. I'm gonna take the buttons away from both you motherfuckers and give them to the premiere.
Oh my god,
that was Dennis. Now my hands are right here.
Okay, well, if you guys want to see something that'll really want you to take away the buttons from me, here we go.
Things first, god damn, that was like a 30 bell salute. And second, I'm glad you wiped it down before you took pictures of it, man. That's nice that you cleaned it up. You got all that sticky shit off of it.
might have been that Firefly Funhouse sticker the reason why I didn't want to work that well.
Yeah.
Oh, god. Here we go.
Oh, all right. Enough of this.
You know what? Hey, bitches, I feel bad.
What the fuck is going on?
Why did you start the show?
Taking it over. I feel bad that people that don't watch the video and only listen to the audio don't understand that we just gave a 30-second salute to Dennis's ugly-ass old laptop that ran slower than a motherfucker. But
as that video, bud.
That computer was three. Dude, I mean, just, dude, no, seriously. just think about the gigabytes of fucking shit that are in that computer that needs the rest from all the fucking porn that was on that sound.
I swear to God, I never watched porn on that laptop at all. I swear to God.
You're a lying motherfucker.
I swear on my mother and father's graves that I did not watch any porn on that laptop.
No,
dude, you're not on trial. Calm down.
No, dude,
it wasn't the porn. It was from all the wrestling websites, all the cash and cookies.
Jesus.
Come on, start the show.
Start the show.
My porn computer's in the closet.
Haven't started yet?
What? Come on.
Shooting shit, man. If it was your first time trying shooting shit, I'm sorry. This is not how it normally goes.
That was a fucking shit show.
Exactly. What are you talking about? That's how it always goes.
What are you talking about? It's been like this since I started. Was there something different before episode 73 when I jumped on?
I felt like I that just was a notch, though.
It was a completely different show then.
fucking.
We were in some kind of.
He's fucking
Cheech and Chong on this side, and me and fucking Pee Wee Herman up top on this side.
R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman.
Moment of silence for Pee Wee Herman.
No, we're not doing a moment silence.
Yeah, we're not giving him a 30 second salute.
Arrested for jerking off in a movie theater. You don't get a fucking moment of silence.
Dude, but it was a nudie.
Everybody's
movie
jerked
theater.
Off in a movie theater. Yeah. Not everybody's been called.
I have never jerked off in a movie theater.
You've never been jerked off in a movie
theater. And if that's your preference, that's your preference.
I have never jerked off in a movie theater.
You've never had it.
Again, another one. You're not on trial. Why do you have to yell about it?
That's got to be like a Philly, Texas thing.
You've never done the popcorn bucket trick, dude, at all. Just
So, okay, let me rephrase. I apologize. I misunderstood. I have been jerked off in a movie theater.
Yeah,
but I have never jerked off in a movie like manually.
Yeah,
that is how you start a show.
That's how you start a show. And the only thing is
young lady, I'm not going to mention her name because I honestly don't remember.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, but, I think it was an Uncle Buck movie.
Yeah, she did give you the knuckle. Five knuckle shuffle at the Uncle Buck. But the only thing is, dude, we didn't get caught when that happened because, you know, we're not Pee Wee Herman. It's not and then you get thrown out.
That was pretty dead on, dude. You should take naps before the show more often. It's funnier when you're rest.
We should talk more about famous dead people jerking off. That's what we should talk more about.
Well, Kurt Cobain had a hell of a last one to go out on. It was a last shot from hell.
We should save that. We should save that for the conversation we had earlier. That would make a nice show talk.
Yes.
Jeez. This is what happens when I don't make the pre-show.
Yeah. It's no, dude. You fucking balls deep in your fucking pillow.
Dude, man. I was out.
What'd you do, man? Did you Uber some Indian food and give up or what?
Dude, literally, I started the Hall of Fame game. I had some water. And
that fucking game put you to sleep, bro. You're done.
There you go, right there.
I figured it out. The Jets and the Browns. Okay.
You know what was funny was, like, I was so tired the other night. It was like Monday night, dude, and all this shit. I told you, I'm not going to tell everybody else because none of y'all's fucking business, but these guys know what was going on Monday. And I couldn't sleep, and I flipped on TV, and the White Sox game came on. Dude, I went to sleep in like 5 minutes. It was nuts. So whenever your folks out there in TV land, if you're ever exhausted and can't sleep, turn on a White Sox game. That shit will put you
right to sleep. You know what? I'm not going to argue with you on that right now.
He's a Brewers fan.
Yeah. Like Milwaukee's best over here. He's not fucking – he's not talking about the Sox.
No. Apparently it works when Dennis talks too. Shit. I just nodded off.
That's because he's wearing a Sox jersey. You're wearing a Sox jersey, aren't you?
You're wearing a
Sox jersey. Yeah, he's got a Sox shirt on. Yeah, I know. I already he wore his entire Sox wardrobe to the Legoland today with his boy. Did you guys have a good time?
We did. It was a lot of fun, man. He had a blast.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty cool thing. That might be something like probably you might want to take Elijah to sometime. I bet he'd like it there if he's never been.
Bump that. I want to go.
Elijah isn't real big on the Lego thing right now, dude. He's more into like
what?
He does Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon. Yeah, he's into all that shit, dude. And you're supposed to be sending me some fucking gear, bro.
That's right. I need to get him a shirt. Shit. Let me work on that. I keep forgetting. Yeah, that's like the easiest thing to do because, I mean, hell, we're open every weekend, but I, you know, ADD brain. Yeah, squirrel.
Right. Joe, how's Philly? Anybody get shot, arrested? Got any drunk sleeping in your hallway?
In a fucking townhouse.
It's on the patio.
How do we know? All we know is you got a picture of Johnny Cash and a fucking candle that said you made some bitch squirt. We've not seen your place. That could be a fucking backdrop for all we know. You could be in a tent under the bridge, brother. We wouldn't know.
Under the bridge downtown.
Like that shit behind Dennis? That ain't real. That's a bed sheet. That's the WWE bedroom sheet.
Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
It's really Kurt Angle.
Yep.
Come on, you know what? That really bothers me because if we're still doing the DDJ dick jokes, I would have called him Kurt Dangle. And ruined it.
That would have been
god
good.
Damn it.
Oh my god. Kurt Dangle. Oh my god, it's true. Fuck, it's damn true.
Thing.
So would that be Perk Dangle?
I am making that shirt. I'm making it. And I'm gonna put an arrow on it pointing at DDJ so when we go to our next wrestling show, we can get our picture taken together and it'll say Kurt Dangle and the arrow will point to you.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
It's the 3Ds of wrestling right there.
Yeah, man.
The triple D.
From the base.
Dude, this whole thing we spit my tea all over my new laptop.
From the base.
Well, dude, you were gonna spray it and break it in at some point.
I did get accidental damage coverage on it, so I guess I technically would have been good.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, there you go.
What you should have got was a computer umbrella. Keep that shit from getting wet. What are we talking about today, man? What are we doing?
Well,
let's do the question of the week first, because we didn't do it last week.
Do it. What was the question of the week? Who did it? I don't know.
What was?
Joey K did the question of the week 2 weeks ago. I'll play it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Shootin' Shit proudly presents the Stirrin' Shit Facebook question of the week.
I love
that. I missed hearing that voice.
It's the sauce.
That guy should do voiceover. He should do voiceover work, like on some ASMR or some fucking erotic podcast or some shit.
Break us off a little ASMR up there, Joey.
He'd make some money. I'm saying, dude, he would make some money.
Do me a favor. Right.
Was
just go. Hold on, Dennis.
I'm not kidding, man. Like, just imagine it. Like,
okay, hold on, Dennis. Hold on a Friday night, and Tiffany, the babysitter, was sitting in the living room watching TV. My wife was conveniently out of town.
Joe, you would kill that, bro.
Joey, do me a favor, buddy. Go pick up one of those 50 Shades books, turn to a random page, and just start reading.
Turn around and grab one off the shelf, man. We know you got one.
But fuck you. You don't know my personal life.
Where is it?
Joey pulls out the book. He's like,
I'm looking now. Hold on.
He's like, it's on his nightstand.
I don't have anything like that in my house.
Here's what I just saw. Hold on, wait, dude. This is what I saw, and here's the monologue. The kids are out of town. Did I leave it on the back of the toilet? No. I think it's by the bed.
Dude, here's how much of a fucking nerd I am.
Underneath the Vaseline.
I got a whole series of Halo books. I got fucking like all kinds of zombie books. For
anal?
What's that?
It's the Forbidden Frontier.
The Forbidden Frontier. That's funny.
Base.
Yeah, I got just I got like the most random shit biographies.
Well, like, I'm sure you do, dude. I sure you Backdoor Chronicles.
Ron Jeremy. I hardly knew ye.
Slamming Granny and the Fanny. Okay,
it's fucking 2023, dude. If you think I'm still flipping through a fucking magazine like some fucking archaic fucking creature. Dude, no. That's what the fucking iPhone was built for. It was made on the fucking backs of young women taking poundings and porn. That's what the show was built on. That's why. There's no fucking
selling iPhones.
I got a fucking hustle from like 1998 for a time sake.
You know what he's talking about, dude. You sacrifice your computer for that shit. Let's move on.
He only reads the articles, guys. He only reads the articles. What was the question of the week, Joey K?
Fuck, I don't remember.
I got it. Go
ahead. It was a dream, like dream vacation. Like, wasn't it about vacations or dream vacations or some shit?
His post read, Shooters, your question of the week is something for the middle of summer, which we're basically in right now. You know, it's August. What is your dream vacation destination, solo or family, anywhere in the world, and cost is not a factor? The Premier has a few destinations lined up. What do you have? And we have some answers here.
Modern is the voice you don't want to hear anyone ASMR. Hey, buddy.
All right. So Mrs. Silverwolf wrote Greece, Ireland, New Zealand, Iceland, Spain, and Alaska. So, Sean, you're going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, now that shit's happening.
My cousin Michael Hain, brother, a friend of the show, Jerry Hain, is to mention 2 weeks in Tahiti.
Nice.
Dave Canning of the Wrestling Nerd broadcast wrote the Jericho Cruise, which I think would be a pretty good one. That'd be something I'd love to do.
I would love to do that.
Sean Boley wrote Hawaii. Friend of the show and Buckle Bomb Entertainment person, Sarah Visick, wrote Food Tour 3 Italy and France, which that would be a lot of fun.
Dude, Sarah's a major foodie. I could see her liking that.
Yeah, she is. She still did that food show with you, by the way?
We do it. It's been put on a hiatus while we're trying to figure out how we're going to spice it up. Peek behind the curtain. Yeah. With me moving to Michigan, we might actually go to like baseball games. Like I might go to Syracuse to catch a game with her, and we'll try baseball food together.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
When you get settled in, I'm coming up there. You're going to Comerica, so.
How many podcasts are you a part of, dude?
Dude, I have like random people that'll be like, hey, you want to jump on? I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The hot one gets around. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
We have Mama Tuhati wants to do a European tour that would include France, Italy, Ireland, and Spain.
Let me tell y'all about that real quick, because my mom. Right.
I'm going to Italy with your mom, dude.
She's been wanting to go to Italy and France for so long, and it didn't help that my little sister went with her boyfriend to France and Italy.
And my mom
was like, "Oh, I wish I would have known. I would have tried to go with you." I'm like, "Ah, you gotta let them do their thing." But now she's just like, dude, I need to go before I die to see France and Italy. I'm like, okay, mom, we'll make it happen. So hopefully maybe like 2 years from now. So let me save up because that's a hell of a trip.
And then a couple more. We had our friend of the show, Isaac, wrote Japan. Says, gives me all the fucking sushi and yakitori.
And then, Isaac wants to go to the AVN Awards.
And and then Javon, our boy, the big old Michael Oliver, wrote Alaskan Cruise.
I love Big O.
He's a good dude. I like him a lot too, man. So, all right, Joey K, this was your question. What do you got?
I don't remember.
You just get off the top what you would go to vacation on?
We got it. No, I'm kidding.
just get out of Philly,
the whole fucking week. So I came up with a question because I went down the fucking TikTok rabbit hole of like how cheap and luxurious like the cheap luxury spots in Bali were. And I was like, fuck, I want to go there. That's like top of my list. So I guess it was just like one night I couldn't sleep and I'm like fucking going through like every one of these videos. They're like, you can rent this place. It equals about like $50 a night. And it's like on this fucking cliff, like right above the beach. And it's like this beautiful view. And there's all this ridiculous shit. And it's like comes out to like $50 American for a night.
Wow.
I'm like, wait, what? The only shitty thing is getting there. Like it's expensive to get there.
Now it costs you like $4,000 just to fly there, man. Because you're connecting.
Some ridiculous amount,
Who the fuck did that? That was Javon.
Sorry.
You're fucking fired.
You wake me up, you rub my lamp, you get what you get.
First of all, big guy, I ain't rubbing shit on you.
I ain't fucking rubbing nothing.
I'm not even touching you with a 10-foot pole.
And I know you call your dick the lamp, so I know what you're talking about. I'm not good with it.
I thought he called it tiny.
It's that slight little bend, gentlemen.
No, that's the lamp, baby, because when he whips it out and he tells him, hey, it's gonna grant every wish.
Oh my!
Right, I can show you the world.
I can't wait for your mom to watch this episode.
I'm gonna have to make sure this one doesn't get listened to.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. So the question came from that, and I'm like, I've been obsessed with going to Bali ever since. Other spot, seriously, definitely some like spots in India I want to go to. Fucking nice. Pretty dope shit. Nice. All right, who else?
All right, well, for me,
we're hitting the Bahamas.
We already heard Gabby's answer.
Like, you're good. Didn't say fucking that isn't, Bahamas isn't on there.
That's fine. Don't matter.
This is my answer.
It just doesn't count. No,
you just be up there. I'm sorry, man. I can't hear you from down there. What was you saying? Yeah, move on, bitch. Bahamas. I want to go to the Bahamas. But honestly, my dream vacation.
I fucking hope you get sunburned so bad. You're fucking bald.
I'm already tan, bro. Yeah. I'm already tan. I'm just gonna keep it going until we get down there.
I don't know. No, man.
My
little lobstery to me, bud.
Yeah, well, dude, I work outside. This is what happens when you have a job that isn't wrapped around four walls like you three motherfuckers. I actually work for a living. You guys are sitting there using your brains and no. Let me finish. Don't go getting all out of work. I'm saying you guys are in there using your heads because you're smart enough to do that shit. I'm not. I got to do manual labor because I ain't smart enough to sit in a fucking office and make my living. So this is what happens when you're out in the sun all fucking day. Mm-hmm. This is what you look like. Sorry.
Bitch, I'm darker than you just because I go to the skate park, bro.
Yeah, I'm both of y'all.
I've seen them.
I'm darker than both of y'all because I was born that way.
God.
No, dude, I have always kind of wanted to do a Harley ride across Australia. I've always kind of wanted to do that.
So,
well, that'd be cool.
Just kind of jump.
Dude, there's things that can kill you there.
Dude, there's things that can kill you here. Can
kill you anywhere.
No, but
what
I mean,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Last week it was you were afraid to go to Philly, and now there's things. You're in Texas, bro.
Because you're in Australia, you're riding a bicycle, and out of nowhere, something you've never seen before. This big fucking
motorcycle.
He said Harley.
I said Harley. Okay. I didn't say bicycle.
Same shit.
Who the fuck's you're on riding your bike. A bicycle?
Oh, hey,
you're on your bike.
Hey, Jovan, I dare you to say that in front of someone that rides a Harley. Call it a bicycle.
You know what? I'll tell them to their face. I know punk, but number one.
You'd be riding
your Harley, your bike, or whatever, bro. And now, nowhere, you get attacked by this giant fucking emu or this big fucking kangaroo you don't even see coming because we don't got that shit here. Big fucking devil birds. Come on, bro. Be serious, bro. What?
Am I driving through a fucking zoo in Australia? You think that shit's just
They're
running
just out there,
there,
bro?
They're just out there in the wild,
They're just
bro.
Out there.
Did you fucking do mushrooms tonight, bud? You feeling all right?
What the fuck was going on, man? This winter, you're all highways to a national fucking park.
Yeah, man. Like it's like you know, they're fuck. There's like cities.
Dude,
and
next time he oversleeps, remind me not to wake his ass up.
I mean, jeez. Fucking getting the contact high, just looking at it on the screen there.
I'm just saying, dude. Every time I cloudy
down there, bud.
Every time I hear about Australia
did you find
shit,
Joey's
they say it's really fucking
Chicago
wild.
Trip in your drawer or something?
No, I did save one of Joey's pins from Chicago.
I think Javon's watched
commercials. Let's all talk at the same time. One, two, three, go.
Awesome. Let's talk at the same time. Nobody
Everybody
else did it.
The fuck up now. Let's see how that is.
Bastards.
Fucking assholes. Anyway, who else is going where? I fucking
didn't get on with it. You already went to Legoland. What's next?
Yeah, dude,
I love it.
I got it.
Yeah,
I
took my son there. It was fun. I don't know, the day I had with my son.
You eat dino nuggies and watch cartoons. I can't wait to hear what your dream vacation is. Go.
It's Disneyland.
Harry Potter Land.
No, actually.
Dude, Harry Potter Land's really fun, actually.
God damn it. Let him answer.
Disneyland. All right, so for me, I would love to go to New York City. Because, you know, I'd like to see the World Trade Center Memorial. You know, I'd like to see, you know, basically, you know, Times Square, you know, all the sites and stuff. Because, you know, you watch them on TV and stuff, and they're pretty cool to see. And you know what? I'd like to go during a weekend when I could go see a WWE show at Madison Square Garden, because I would love to hit Madison Square Garden for a show, you know, at some point in my life. That would be on my wrestling bucket list. So I'd like to go see New York City.
I think that would be a great vacation for you, and you would love it. But I also think, based on the fact that you would stick out like a sore thumb, like there's no way anybody's going to think you're from New York. You're definitely going to become a statistic out there.
You're going to get mugged in a New York
man. Wow! Yeah,
they'll go out at night. You know, all I'm saying is, make sure you got a ride.
Oh no, man! It'd be like one of them guided tours or something, you know.
Please go in.
Because you're like super. No, dude, I just mean like you're really nice to everybody, and that's New York. You be too friendly to somebody.
Oh, I know.
There,
I
might not make it.
See, that's the thing here. Like,
I got some friends that live in New York, so.
And like, look, this is more about the West Coast, Midwest, not so much. But like, yeah, the East Coast, man, we're a bunch of fucking assholes. Everybody's miserable.
Yeah.
Everybody's a dickhead to each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it's the cold weather, man.
Yeah. It just fucking makes everybody fucking mean. Everybody hates each other.
You know.
Yo, dickhead. You know, like, that's just a normal thing here. Yeah. Other people get offended.
Jovan,
dude,
what about you?
It'd be cool, like, to go to a Madison Square Garden. I wouldn't mind, like, seeing a Knicks game or some shit like that. As long as the Bulls are playing, I'd go to Madison Square Garden and watch the Bulls play.
Would you drive us around New York, Sean, and tell us about all the sites and famous places?
Actually, dude, nah, we'd have to find somebody to help us with that because I wouldn't know shit except for what I've seen in the movies. And
so, like, I sure
we would have to because we need that fucking tour.
I still need
crack out us on the left.
I still need to stick
with it. We need a New York. We need a New York a crew member.
Hey, well, if anybody, any of our shooters that are living in New York, you know, help us out.
What? I don't know if we have many shooters in New York, but I do know we have a lot of shooters that go to Culver's, man. Fucking awesome. You guys are great. If you're out there listening,
yeah, you're the bee's knees. Hey, shout out to fucking Circle K people, too. Fuck yeah.
Can we talk about Dream Vacation? Are we getting Culver's and Circle K mentions?
Yeah, it's okay.
You look confused, dude. You weren't in on the call. I tried calling you yesterday, and you didn't pick up. I don't know if you were like fragging your computer to make sure your lady didn't know what was on it or what was going on before you got rid of it. But I was at Circle K yesterday and was picking up some stuff, and the dude started talking to me because I had my Elite t-shirt on, and he was like, "Oh my God, you're Silver Wolf." It's like, yep.
Oh my God. He got another one to recognize him.
He was talking. Yeah. But except this time he was talking about Jovan and Joey too. And then, so apparently he just seen the show the three of us did up to a certain point. I don't know. But his buddy, I was like, he goes, yeah, he goes, I watch your podcast. And I was like, how the fuck did you hear about my podcast or our podcast? And he was like, my buddy Josh turned me on to it. So the kid from Culver's told the guy from the first day to watch the
podcast. Oh, nice.
Shout out to Josh from Culver's doing it.
Yeah. There's at least.
Might have to get him a shirt. Somebody get Josh from Culver's information out there. I'm gonna send him a shirt. Fuck it.
I'm just gonna say, we'll send you some love if you fucking recognize us, wherever you work. If we come into your now, place of employment,
the guy did tell me that I look like that character on Heels that owns the other wrestling federation with the one.
you do.
Fucking, I still have to watch that show.
Oh, it's good, man. It was
That's what I hear. I know season good. Two.
I haven't watched season two yet, but I'm going to because AJ Lee's on.
Look, dude, episode one of season two hits in the feels hard.
I don't want to. Can't watch it.
You need to watch it.
I'm waiting for the whole. No, dude, I'm not buying another goddamn streaming service. I'm waiting for that shit to all get uploaded. And in 3 months, I'm going to take my 7-day free fucking thing and watch it.
They charge
about 7 days. I'll watch the whole season and I'm done. I'm canceling that bitch after 7 days.
You can't do it, man. Okay,
I think 9 streaming services. I can't add another one. Fuck.
They charge like every 3 months, bro. But, that's all right. That's cool. It's a good show. If everybody's watching Heels out there, that's some good shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched that fucking show. I watched that season premiere, man.
Yeah.
It was fucking good. Yeah. It's a fucking great show.
It's a good show, bro. It's a good show.
Is that one of those shows where they drop everything at once, or do they do one episode at a time?
One at a time.
They do one episode.
But series season one is out already.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to watch season one. Mm-hmm.
But now, like have any of you guys had a chance to watch Twisted Metal yet?
No, I haven't.
I haven't yet.
I heard good things from some people.
Pass. I've heard from a couple people that they actually like it.
I've heard about 50-50, but I really like it. It's fun.
I've seen Samoa Joe's titties enough. I don't need to watch him on another show. Watch
them motherfuckers bounce around for fucking 20-plus years, dog. All right.
Not really in my wheelhouse, man. I don't really have any desires.
Look, and I'll say it too, because I'm built the same way, dog. I got my fucking titties here too, but like, I ain't gonna wear a clown mask.
Oh man!
All right. For my vacation, right?
Oh yeah. We're still on this fucking question.
Go on. Tell me more, Juwan.
I know, man.
Coming out of your fucking Jamaican broccoli coma that you were in there?
Yeah, dude. So I had set up, and this was years ago, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the ultimate vacation that I wanted to take. So it would have been seeing the Northern Lights in Iceland, then going to Ireland, then going to London, then France, and Germany. Reasoning is my uncle was stationed out in Germany during Vietnam. And rumors are that there are some cousins out that way somewhere that I would like to track down.
I was wondering where we're going with this, man.
I think that's awesome. Great. There's Mexicans with flows in fucking Germany. That's fucking cool.
Was stationed out in Germany during the Vietnam War?
My uncle, my father's brother.
For how long?
You know what's funny, dude? Look, my dad was in Germany during Vietnam.
So was mine.
Let me tell you this, guys. My uncle's wartime is a great deal of contention in the family because nobody fucking knows, right? My uncle, when he went to war, he was like 18 and he left the house. And my grandmother didn't hear from him for years, right? And we thought he went AWOL and got dishonorable discharge from the war because that's what he told us. My uncle wanted to be Billy Badass, was like, "Hey, man, they kicked me out for selling drugs out there. What are you going to do? It's what we do, right?" So he was, you know, he's the badass of the family. We didn't find out until he died that fool got discharged with honor. He was like an artillery sergeant. They buried him with full fucking colors, brought all these different medals that he had won out there, which is a way better story than "I got kicked out for selling drugs for being a badass."
That's a lifetime swerve, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like he was over there making bagels or some shit like that.
No, dude. My uncle, bless his heart, you know, may he rest in peace. He was like the world's biggest liar. It's just like,
was he a liar or was he a storyteller, man? There's a difference,
bro. Both. Let me tell you one of my favorite lies he had. He had this back when online dating first started on AOL, Instant Messenger, for all you old fucks. Yeah, chat rooms for all you old fucks like us.
Chat rooms kids are when we used to get on the computer and talk to people across the country. You call it Facebook now. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, Instant Messenger.
We had AIM back in the day. But
yes.
Fuck yeah.
He was talking to this one chick. And he was all about, he's like, "Oh, I'm dating this girl. She lives like 3 or 4 hours away. I'm finally going to meet her. She's really big into cats. She's going to bring me a cat." This dumbass done went and got litter, a kitty box, some cat toys, a little cat bed. And his whole thing was like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to get together. She's going to come over." I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm happy for you, you know," because my uncle was always that weird one, little different. But, the day that she's supposed to go, she shows up and she doesn't have any cats. She brings them some shoes. You know, they have like a little day or whatever. And then she leaves. And I'm like, "Hey, so what happened? How'd it go?" "Oh, man, I didn't like her. She brought me some knockoff shoes. So I took them and replaced them with my old shoebox. And that shoebox, she didn't even know. I told her to get out of here. And I stole that cat." I said, "What cat?" And he goes, "You know all that shit I got for the cat?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "I took her cat too."
What?
I don't see a cat, bro. I don't even see the new shoes. And he goes, "I swear that's how it all happened, bro. That's how it all happened."
No fucking cat.
Wow. I think your uncle just likes to fuck with you. Dude. Did like to fuck with you. Rest in peace, huh?
That would make a lot of sense if the last story on my uncle, because damn, this is a good one. So my dad and my uncle worked for American Airlines.
40 minutes in,
look, my dad worked for American Airlines. He retired after 34 years. My uncle worked 5 years with him. In that short amount of time, they had to change the policy. Number one, thanks to my uncle, they completely changed the ramp policy on how you work the planes. It was known as the Menacho three-way rule because he connected the ground power unit to the plane to a pulley, and he pulled the ground power unit that was connected to the plane and broke the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude here.
So, no.
I don't want to hear about the Menacho three-way whatsoever.
It's a three-way connection. But...
yeah, that's usually what it is, Javon.
Yeah!
It's a fucking three-way connection, bud.
So, look. That happens and he almost gets fired, right? And I'm telling you the backstory on this reason. My aunt's flying in the town. My dad is a crew chief, so he doesn't have the normal suit. He has his badge, and that's it. But my uncle is there in full fucking ramper gear, American Eagle all over the place. And they do what they do at the airport. "Oh, she's supposed to be at this gate." "No, she'll be at this gate." "Okay, now she's going to be at this gate." The gate attendant, but she noticed my uncle was getting frustrated that they kept sending him around the place to find my aunt's gate. She's like,
kind of like us trying to find Joey K at the airport.
God, yes. That sucked ass. And shout out to the old guy still
trying to find the end of this fucking story, man. Come on.
But look. So the lady tells my uncle, "Well, you know how it is when you fly with American, they change the gates on you." My uncle, stone faced, looked at her and said, "I don't fly this bullshit. I have a private jet." In his full on fucking American Eagle uniform, dude. "I don't fly this bullshit. I have a private jet."
Wait, American Eagle? That's a clothing line. Don't you mean American Airlines?
American Eagle is American Airlines' little baby carrier, the small version of American Airlines. Yeah. They're now it's called shit. What is it now? It's the one I worked for.
Go back to sleep. Anyway, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep right now.
Oh yeah, because you're doing so well with fucking "I want to go to the Bahamas" and fly the motorcycles around Australia.
I didn't go into a 20-minute tangent about my lying uncle.
I'm just telling you, that dude could lie with the best of them. Anyway. So, yeah, my whole thing is that I would like to go over there and see if I got family. So that'd be cool.
You took the real long way to get there, bud, but all right.
He took the scenic route.
Once again, y'all woke me up.
Jeez, I'm never fucking posting the question a goddamn again. I'm done.
That story was so long and winding. We needed a compass to get through that motherfucker.
Yeah, I've got a bad hip, man. I couldn't get through the fucking whole thing. I was trying to skip along, man.
Oh, I know you have a bad hip, but that's photos.
Yeah.
They right.
I posted it on a dating app for you.
Face down, ass up. You're gonna get a lot of likes.
It's called Hitch.
Dude, I was gonna be real. I was fucking exhausted.
I could tell. I was surprised you didn't fall asleep like that.
I was getting close, man.
I'm pretty sure he did, bro. I walked in there about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he was kind of laying like that, kind of like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct. He was trying to be sexy, but it was subtle.
I was fucking so wrecked by that fucking by the time I was there. The last night was the worst, though, man. Dude, the last night I was like, fuck this, I am going to lay down. Fucking had a cup full of diabetes and went to sleep. Let fucking shake.
But there's probably still bologna in that refrigerator, dude.
Oh man. I hope not, because that's
no. Javon took it for eating on the road, dude, so he didn't have to stop.
Dude, I took everything that was in there for the ride. Sleep
on a bologna sandwich, man. That's good eating right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yo, that was I showed up. That was the first fucking bologna and cheese sandwich I've had in years. I was like, fuck yeah, let's go.
You give the country boy a card and you say, go to the store and get cheap sandwich shit.
He goes back with bologna. Give me my cheap
bologna and cheese, man.
Bologna, yo, but that was fucking good as shit.
Sean comes back. I got some bologna.
Got the fucking
bologna. He has a first.
Oh yeah, I saw you motherfuckers too. Two sandwiches at a time. You guys ate that shit up. Don't even front.
I wasn't lying. I was like, fuck, I'm in.
That's the best sandwich I ever ate.
There's no question for me. I don't know about these two fucking savages, but for me, I was like, oh, this is like home. We're good.
Dennis never had any bologna sandwiches, but he did kill those Oreos.
Those are the cosmic brownies.
There's fucking brownies, though.
They were gone. Diabetes.
Javon, did you? I know Sean and Joey K probably didn't watch, but did you watch Great American Bash?
I only watched one match, and I caught the best match of the Great American Bash.
Which was?
There was a pay per view. Was there a pay per view last weekend? There
was a pay-per-view? Last weekend, yeah. It was. Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, that was really good. It was a pretty good show. The women's matches weren't, you know, nothing to sleep on either and stuff. But yeah, no, that Carmelo Hayes Ilya Dragunov match was a banger.
Yeah.
I'm begging you. I'm pretty sure I didn't even know it was fucking on.
You guys go out there and give that match a watch, especially you, Sean. Carmelo comes out with a beautiful tribute to Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Got me right in the freaking feels. Because, you know, it's the Great American Bash. He came out and did a small thing for Dusty.
For sure, yeah. Anybody watch the Cody doc on Peacock yet?
Oh, not yet.
I did. It's really good.
I'm about 40 minutes in. Yeah.
Okay. What are you thinking of it so far?
Well, dude, it's anything that has anything to do with Dusty and that family, you know I'm down to watch it.
Man. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's hard for me to watch some of that shit with him, especially when he was, you know, there. They were talking about the tag match with the boys against Roman and Seth. And Dusty was there inside. You know, now I didn't realize it at the time, but that was the last time he was ever on TV.
I think that was the last time he also did the bionic elbow as well.
That was the last. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, fuck yeah. If he isn't on TV, I hope he's not doing the bionic elbow. I mean, just like that's, you know, and just like there was at one point, like you seen him like all bent over by the steps, you know, at the end of the match and shit. And, you know, they were talking about like he was in a lot of pain and just wasn't doing well. And what kills me about that more than anything is the guy had an infection that he simply would have just went to the doctor. He'd still be with us, you know. So,
you know, how stubborn some people are when you don't. You know how some people, how stubborn some people are when it comes to going to the doctor.
But
true.
We're at 45 minutes, so yeah. I'm gonna say something right now that I never in my whole fucking life thought I'd ever admit.
Here we go.
I watched. Did anybody watch Dark Side of the Ring this week?
Not yet.
No, but I want.
I have a DVR.
Okay, so it was about the Bash at the Beach 2003?
2000.
The Hogan, whatever, Encyclopedia Brown. The Jarrett Hogan match.
Yeah, with Vince Russo and all that.
Yeah. Now, look, I still, Jeff Jarrett will always have fucking go home heat from me because he just plays that so well. He knows that people don't like him, and that's where his wheelhouse is, and I get that. But if you haven't watched that episode, you need to watch it. Any respect the first time ever that I've ever respected Jeff Jarrett. I have mentioned in the past that I thought the coolest thing that I ever think
that he now ever I really got to watch.
I'm not a fan, man. I'm not fucking wearing his shirts, and I still think he's a jackass in the ring. I'm not a fan. That hasn't changed. But Jeff Jarrett, the man, the individual, the person, the real guy, not the guy that's fucking strutting and shouldn't be in the ring right now because he's
the guy behind the curtain,
the light off other people. But the real guy behind the curtain. Listen to him talk and go through what was going down during that pay-per-view and how it affected him. I got a whole new respect for Jeff Jarrett, man.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say his name, Jeff Jarrett, because there's rumors that Jeff Jarrett's going to be competing at All In, and you know who he's going to compete against? This guy.
For fuck's sake,
Grado. Grado is the rumored opponent for Jeff Jarrett at All In. So,
well, I mean, dude, if you're going to put Jeff Jarrett in a match, you're going to put him in a match with somebody that doesn't know who the fuck anybody knows who he is, so Jeff can go over. You're not going to put Jeff over.
I guarantee you, Jeff does not go over on that match.
I guarantee that guy gets hit with a fucking guitar. 70 seconds after the bell rings, he's going to get cracked with that fucking cheap ass red guitar.
Nope.
70 seconds. Grado
is going to win it. I'm telling you.
Look, not even going to make it out of the corner. Not even going to make it out of the corner.
We all enjoy what Gato's done in New Japan, and that's the guy who booked Yano to go over fucking Mox.
That's not Gato. It's Grado.
No. I'm talking about New Japan, you dumb shit.
Okay, I said, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about Gato in New Japan, who fucking books New Japan. You know, that guy? Yeah. He also booked he's the one who booked Yano to go over fucking Moxley.
Moxley's right? first loss out of the WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And he lost the most gimmicked fucking dude. So I wouldn't put it past Tony Khan to book fucking Groucho up there to fucking go over fucking.
I just think that we're undercutting Grado's popularity in the in that province, in that area. It's going to be a big thing when he wins.
I'm actually with you on this one, Javon.
But
well, that would make you feel better, Javon. Hey, that would make you feel better. More. Chuckles up there has your back on this one.
I appreciate it.
You and the honk.
I got you, man.
You and the honky tonk man, baby. Dueling lightsabers.
Bumping mics. Anyway, what do we? Well, we got like 10 minutes left, guys, before you want to get into some final thoughts. You want to do one more little quick bit?
What'd you get? Did any of you guys watch Dynamite last night, the 200th episode?
I did. What?
I watched parts of it.
I did watch it.
Watched parts of it.
What do you guys think of that ladies' match at that main event?
I think it was a knee-jerk reaction to some jackass in the fucking crowd who said who put a sign up that said book women better.
I've heard that discussed. They were talking about it on Busted Open.
I know. I called in. I was talking to Tommy Dreamer and fucking Bubba Ray about today while I was driving to Chicago. You didn't hear me on the fucking radio?
What time did you call in? Sean from Chicago? No. What time did you call?
About 10:30.
No, I was... I was
he was in Legoland.
Helping Matthew get ready for his swim cam today, so I did not listen. Yeah. I'll go back and listen to the replay. Yeah.
Good old Shooting Shit.
That was literally
the sister show fucking Broken Open. Busted Open, sorry.
That's the first time I've called in a while, man, but it's, I had like a 3-hour drive today, so I listened to Busted Open while I was So
might as well. We rehash our same thoughts from that show anyway.
All right, so
well, I'm not rehashing the same thoughts. I'm just saying, like it's a cold match for the women's title. There wasn't even a storyline going into it. And last week, somebody posted a sign that said "Book Women Better," and then this week, you got women in the main event, and the title changed hands. So, unless Tony Storm pulled a groin fucking around with Juice, I don't understand why the belt's off of her.
There's no way he's packing that much heat. It's Juice Robinson.
Dude, it's Juice Robinson. She
married him, bro.
He might. Yeah, he might be.
She married him.
You never know with those little stoner guys. They're. Surprise you.
And he's an Illinois boy. Just pointing that out.
Oh, yeah. He's an Illinois boy. So, no, that counts against him now.
No, he don't know. I'm saying, like, he's from Joliet, Illinois, dude. He's, like, from 45 minutes north of here. I'm just saying he's
from Illinois. Isn't Ty from Joliet? Yeah. No, Ty lives around Joliet. I don't know.
Ty lives in North Aurora. He's about maybe a half hour south of me.
I miss Ty. He lives up good people.
Yeah, yeah. Ty lives in North Aurora. That's not even close to Joliet.
No.
That's where all the white people live. Are we getting the double swerve at All In? We're getting the double swerve at All In, right?
Oh, with MJF and Adam Cole?
Yeah, I think we're getting the flip-flop.
The double turn,
face heel turn,
yeah, the double turn here. This is what's going on, like, yeah. Right?
You're either gonna get that.
I think there's.
Well,
go, dude. You're
get that. I'm trying, but I'm trying.
Fucking.
Well, I start talking, then you start talking. One of us has got to quit. So go.
All right. So you're either gonna get what Joey K suggested with the double turn, or you're gonna get something where. Because you notice how Adam Cole did not read the contract when he signed it.
Yeah, they was talking about that on Busted Open today,
too. Yeah, and so, like, you know something's going to go down with that. I think it's either the double turn or MJF's going to be like, I got you. You're going to have to go through someone. I think he's going to try to get something with Adam Cole and Roderick Strong. But I think Roderick Strong's going to, like, do a finger poke, take the finger poke of doom. And then it's going to be revealed that MJF and or Adam Cole and Roderick Strong were in on it. They knew this was going to happen, and they basically set MJF up, and then Cole wins the title.
All right. Well, you studied booking at the Vince Russo school of booking. That's ridiculous. That's crazy shit, dude. That's nuts.
You never know.
No, I kind of do. That's
That makes no sense. It's a strong alien. He's got a fucking neck brace on. He hasn't wrestled in a month. He's injured, dude.
Fucking aliens are real too. So he never know.
He could be selling, you know.
He's got to hold that forehead up, man. That's what that brace is for.
I'm just saying, I don't think we have to get that complicated. It's really going to be they're building up this whole Roderick thing. They're building up the thing with Roddy where he's fucking really mad at Cole now. Roddy's going to interfere in the match, take out MJF. Cole's going to take advantage, wins the title. Now you have Adam Cole heel, and MJF's going to get more sympathy to have pretty much a face turn. It's just
do you think the Kingdom is going to play a role in this, given their history with Adam Cole back in the day?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you're just dragging shit in from fucking all corners of the fucking locker room. Why would the
Kingdom it was involved? It was on Dynamite last night.
Yeah.
The Kingdom came out to talk to Roddy.
I don't think Tony Khan can think that fucking far out. Like that's like four, you're like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon in this.
I watched that.
And they haven't put that much thought into any storyline they've had the entire time they've been in fucking business.
He's got it mapped out. I watched the All Access show. He has a piece of folded paper with the squares. He's got little squares written in. He can book far out. He's good. Booker of the year. Like three years.
He is far out. I don't know.
He doesn't fucking blink. Do you know how much that bothers me? I watched him last night. I'm like, here we go. Another fucking time. He's just gonna stare at the screen this whole time.
Well, a producer pulled him over to the side and said, "All right, dude, we're going to put you on TV, and this is going to be your first time. So just stare at the red light. As long as you're staring at the red light, you're going to be okay."
His head doesn't move. His eyes don't fucking close.
Yeah, dude. That guy has severe fucking ADD or some serious shit going on. Like the fucking
seriously good coke.
Yeah, dude. Man, he's crushing he's crushing Adderall in his fucking eggs. He's doing home shit.
Oh my god,
Tony, are you almost ready? What?
I got a good name. Where's my paper? Where's my paper square?
Why is he just hula hooping?
He's always holding the mic with this hand because his left hand has a coke nail on it.
Oh my god,
let me say this though. This is what's gonna happen with this MJF Adam Cole thing. Roddy's gonna try to interfere for Adam Cole, and then whatever that bum's name is that was at the backstage of Dynamite not too long ago, that was in that group that nobody knows about with MJF when he was at whatever that indie show was, that guy's gonna come out, and the five people that actually know that guy are gonna pop.
Richard Holiday,
that one.
Talking about Richard Holiday,
MLW.
Yeah, it's not really.
All right, so and here, okay, so 56 minutes in, here's a legitimate wrestling question I'm going to ask. Does anybody else think this MJF fucking championship reign has just been kind of the shits, or is it just me? Every title has changed hands multiple times since he got that belt. And he's wrestled, 5 or 6 times since he took the championship?
Not Orange Cassidy's.
Yeah.
He's the best champion they got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How much did that hurt for you to say?
A lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's good to see that you're finally waking up, literally.
Yeah, no, that hurt.
He's been having great matches, man. You got to give it to him.
Yeah, he has.
They're letting him really do, a lot.
They're letting
him cook, and he's not really doing the whole, the gimmick thing's still there, but he's working.
He's working. He's taking an ass beating and working in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's fucking earning every win because he's getting his ass kicked every night he goes out there. He's taking a fucking pound.
Yeah, he's like a fucking step above Darby Allin at this point.
So
he's not much bigger than Darby, to be honest. I mean, he's taller, but that's
no. They're about the same size. Yeah. So, speaking of matches, before we go into final thoughts, guys, 200 episodes of Dynamite. What's your favorite Dynamite match you've seen? Rapid fire.
Probably
Iron Man match. That was Dynamite, yes. Yeah, Grand Slam counts.
Yeah, it does. Fuck that. That winner's coming, Grand Slam shit. It's all, it's Wednesday night, it's Dynamite. Like,
yeah.
I care what else you call it. It counts.
Yeah, I don't know that I have a favorite Dynamite match, to be honest with you.
I'm gonna go with one that I saw live, and that's CM Punk versus MJF, their first meeting before not the one at Revolution, but the one they had on Dynamite. When they went like I think 45 minutes or something. I love that match.
I saw the one at Revolution. It was pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa.
Nice. That's a good one.
I don't know. I'll probably go with Iron Man match too. I was trying to think of something else that would be like.
I thought you would have picked Dax versus Cash from the Owen Hart tournament last year.
I thought of that.
That was actually really a pretty great match.
That was.
Was.
You know, but, yeah, you know, I mean, it's always good when tag team guys wrestle each other because you know they have the, what's the word? They work well together, whatever.
Continuity, cohesion.
Cohesion, yeah, all that shit. All those
two. Yeah, that's actually, yeah, that's probably the best match I've seen on Dynamite so far.
Fantastic.
Like, it was great, too. Like, they mimicked a lot of shit in that.
Fantastic.
Now it's time for final thoughts. Who wants to start?
I got a quick one this week. I want to give a shout out to John Bullard. Friend of the show and stuff. He was actually on Impact Wrestling this week doing security, breaking up a couple fights, and he's rumored to be making an appearance on next week's episode as well, too. So, way to go.
Awesome. Next.
Well, sounds like a
story. No, dude, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at John. I just think it's funny that he was doing security.
Yeah, I know, right?
Security. I've met John. John ain't stopping me from getting across the room. I don't know that. I don't know in real life that would be that's believable. I love John to death, brother, and I'm so glad you got on Impact. That's awesome.
It is, man. I'm gonna have to watch Impact next week now too. Fuck,
I gotta watch it now. Yeah,
I have a DVR, so
you guys are stupid.
What?
No, dude, I'm just saying. Like, I love John, but he's like John's. I mean, he's. I love. You know, I love him to death, dude, but he's like not doing, you know, like he's had some health issues recently and shit. And that just, it's funny to me that he was doing security.
You can't see that on the camera.
I know, but I know that. That's why it's funny. I'm not saying they think it's funny. I'm saying I think it's funny.
Sean's like, he's such a nice guy. I can't even see him tossing anybody.
All right. My final thought now. Give your balls a tug, tit fuckers. WrestleMania tickets are on sale in just about, wait, hold on, it's East Coast time, in exactly 2 weeks.
The fucking pronoun, the Philly pronouns, man, that you fucking come up with when you fucking, here we fucking go. Go.
Yeah, Mania tickets on sale the 18th, Friday, in August.
Ooh, yeah,
that sounds right. Fucking hey, dude. Let's. Are we going? What are we doing?
That's a payday, man. So I'm all in.
I'm gonna do my best.
All right. I'm just checking because this will probably be the easiest way to get tickets because everything else will be like resellers and shit. So,
yep.
I don't know. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see what I can do. I don't know exactly yet, but that's what I'm shooting for.
You get in, you let me know. I'll cash app you.
Yeah.
I'll sell you. Do whatever you need except for PayPal because my PayPal got shut down a long time ago.
No.
I know.
Gee, anyway. Why did your PayPal get shut down a long time ago?
Shut up, Dennis.
Anyway. Yeah.
Shh. Anyways, Joey K.
Yeah. PayPal don't like when you use it for the rub and tug, bud. PayPal gets angry. PayPal don't like.
You guys are great.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So let's see if we can go because
we're talking about dude.
No matter what, I'm figuring out a way to go because my goal has always been. I've never as long as I've been a wrestling fan since I was a little kid, I've never been to WrestleMania. I need to go to WrestleMania.
When he was a young warthog.
Fuck off. When he was a young warthog. So other than that, football season started tonight, preseason. So yeah, get ready for this. It's technically here August 4th already, but fuck them Cowboys. All right. First one of the year, baby. Let's go.
All right.
And the Bears got a new defensive end.
Yeah, one of the top free agent on the market.
So they could win six games.
They're winning more than six games this year.
You want to put a bet on that? Last time you bet on your team, they didn't do so great.
Oh, yeah.
How are those Sox?
He's going to look good in that Kelvin blue.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. I appreciate you guys.
We'll discuss, Jovan, but I might be game for a little something.
Here we go.
Sean, what's your final thought?
You might be – oh, you said game. Game. You might be game.
There's an M in there.
Yeah, I heard the Y. I don't know. Oh man, I don't know.
Fuck is wrong with everybody tonight?
Oh, dude. So many things. So many fucking things. Final thoughts. Yeah, I got nothing, man. It's been a rough fucking week. I really got, I'd like to finish strong, but I ain't got fuck shit. I ain't got nothing. Yeah. I ain't got nothing. Got nothing for any of you.
Well, that's good. At least you showed up to that on time.
Hey, man. I was. You weren't, but I was.
All right.
I know.
Well, hey, let's kick it over to Crouching Tiger, Sleeping Dumbass down here in the corner. let's wrap this shit. I'm ready to go to bed, you fucks.
Come on, Snorlax. Let's go, baby.
There's our episode title, Crouching Tiger, Sleeping Dumbass.
Greatness. You know what? Why not, man? It's my final thought moment. I'm going to do this here. First off, fuck Philly. I'm willing to bet that the Cowboys are going to be at the top of the division. I believe in the – and this is the way I see it going this year because it's going to be apropos. It's a very Cowboy thing to happen.
Whoa,
hold on.
You'll be a Lions fan in a month, man.
No, I'm not.
Well, chill the fuck out on that Cowboys bullshit.
I will not.
Detroit motherfucker's getting a turducken on Thanksgiving this year, and he's like, "No, I'm still love the Cowboys." Fuck out of here.
It's gonna be the Cowboys are gonna have a great regular season, and we're gonna go out in the first round of the playoffs. I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, just like every year.
So I mean, no, not I like every year.
That's really par for the course. I mean,
yeah. So
I actually think we're gonna have a great preseason, and they're gonna get ass raped in the regular season.
I don't know, man. Brandon Cooks brings me a lot of joy. We'll see how he does and what he still has in his legs.
Oh, he's gonna be bringing defensive lines a lot of fucking joy here before long.
But
I feel like Dak's gonna have his worst season.
He needs to progress. I need to see something out of
him. At least when he's getting ass raped on that field, he'll be able to look up at that beautiful stadium. I mean, if you're going to get fucking taken advantage of, at least it's going to be in a nice place.
Yeah, and a big 90-foot screen.
Well,
yeah, huge screen so you can watch yourself get gangbanged by every fucking defensive line in the league. That's cool.
We have a good line. I don't see why the line's going to be deteriorated.
Why is everybody ranking that offensive line so low? They were supposedly the best offensive line last year.
That's what I'm saying.
And then
we didn't lose nothing.
Technically, they weren't. Now,
I make the difference, sir. You lost games. You lost a lot of games. And this is coming from a team who didn't win shit. You guys lost. You should have won way more games than what you had.
Yeah,
it's kind of the theme in Dallas, right? Like
we're not taking opinions if you didn't make the playoffs last year.
Well, I mean,
I'm willing to hear is from Philly right now.
Philly, please tell them what I was just trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, Sean does have a point.
Thank you, Joseph.
Didn't Dallas have like a lot of 3-point losses last year?
We did, but we had a bad kicker as well. Like the dude missed a lot.
Fuck yeah, man. Cubs beat the fucking Reds again.
Hell yeah.
What was the score?
5-3.
Rangers beat the Sox.
Yeah, our defense, we're a little tired tonight. We just put up like 36 fucking runs over the last.
That's impressive. I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
You know, like, I'm not
we blew the Sox away 17 something yesterday. So yeah, it was a big game.
I'm not getting cocky about it because anytime you have that much offensive output, there's always going to be a lull. So we got a lot of season left over. I'm hoping we at least get like a wild card and shit. They're keeping the team together, so that's.
Hey, DDJ, the Brewers won.
So now that Sean's giving his final thought, that's awesome.
Sorry, anyway. Buddy. I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
I have to mute all you guys.
Your uncle did what?
So anyway, there was this one time that my uncle straight up. Saw the new airplanes that were outside. No.
You don't want to do it. Oh my god.
I thought he was gonna see this one time at band camp.
Well, no. So this one time when he was working, they, you know, they put the new American flag on the American airplanes, and my uncle went up to a supervisor and said, you know, I could have done that for like $20. But anyway, yeah, my final thought, man, is we're on the final march to Detroit, just like Sean said. It is official as of this morning. That lakefront property has been acquired. We'll be moving in on the 28th. So,
oh, yeah.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you. Hopefully, we'll be moving in. I'm going
to
have a room
myself when I come to visit, right? I ain't got to share with nobody.
You know, it's called the living room with a nice sofa bed in there. All right, so
cool. I can do that.
Be straight.
I
can do that. You could open up the curtain and look out to the water if you want to. You know, it'd be very serene.
Yeah.
But,
I like that degenerate gambler.
You're moving
nice, serene, calming house.
You're gonna have
to gamble. Yeah. Like, that's the whole thing. I want to be able to open my back door or like the little patio door and just watch the lake, have a coffee, and look at the gambling odds. The betting odds.
What you want to be is in walking distance of the closest casino. You fucking
the sports club. That's it. Also, you know, I'm not going to say that the legalization of some items in that state is not intriguing to me, but I have found that one place sells a 200 milligram juice called the Super Saiyan God Blue that I will have to buy.
Yeah!
I can't wait to get to Detroit. We're going to sneak some of that in your Kool-Aid, DDJ, just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it calmed him down.
Nah, we'll get fucking RoboCop over there in Detroit.
man, countdown is coming. Hopefully, I was speaking with Ty about this. I know Ty said he's got tickets to All Out and all that bullshit and everything else that's happening. I don't know if we want to do like a watch party, if we want to just get together somewhere to watch it. If you guys don't get tickets to the show. I don't know what my funds will be looking like to actually get
tickets.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking, man. We should do that since we're not going to – yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to go to the show this year.
Yeah, so
– I'm still looking at ways, like, affordable. Yeah,
I know you are, big guy. Well, I know you are.
I'm trying – I might not even go this year because, I mean, it is that weekend will be weekend of my 10th wedding anniversary, so I'm trying to figure out something nice to do with the wife and the kid, too.
Yeah,
but you're still trying to figure out how to go.
No,
you can do something nice.
Right
in the morning.
Down to it, I'm going with Crystal and Matthew. We're doing something together.
Good, man. I think it would shock the shit out of your old lady that you actually spend your wedding anniversary with her.
I feel like, yeah, you can't do the Mrs. Doubtfire.
Because last year I was at your house for your wedding anniversary. You spent it with me.
Oh,
last couple years.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, let Gabby know I'm coming over. We're watching All Out, and we'll go halves on the pay-per-view, and we'll get some food and shit.
All right, bro. We'll Uber Indian food.
Fucking Uber Eats.
All right, wrap this shit up.
Yeah, man.
That's it, man. Let's give it
an old wants school. To go to sleep.
Let's give it an old school ending for Evil, man. Thank you to the ladies out there and catering. Thank you to the jobbers and ham and eggers out there and catering to the ladies out there and the HR department, making sure we get paid. Thank you to the Johnners Podcast Network for proudly producing the show every once in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, all four of us are shooting shit. DDJ, hit that video.
This is where you tell us you didn't really have an uncle in Germany, right?
No, dude, all of that was 100% truthful. Yeah. He was stationed out there during Nam. I don't know what the hell he did. Like I said, we didn't find out that he actually had medals and shit until he died.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shoot and Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.
Legends of the Ring Sting, man. It's a great figure. Old school figure. Looks great. It's Sting! Old school Sting from WCW. Guys, you know us. Three-fourths of the Shoot and Shit team. And we're here with a listener just like you guys. This is Jimmy from Super Powers Comics.
My friend of almost 20 years. Yeah. He's known him since you were 12.
If you know people in Chicago, you probably know Dennis because he knows half the town.
Of course.
But Shooters, if you need action figures, comics, wrestling memorabilia, we just showed you Sting. Super Powers Comics. We'll put up their QR code so you can get a good look at everything they have coming. Give it a shot, Shooters. Get your superpowers on and get your comments from our friend Jimmy, who listens just like you.
Attention, wrestling fans and fans of Shoot and Shit podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shoot and Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.